Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. It's my NFL game preview. The Baltimore Ravens taking on the New England Patriots. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen. Let's talk about the Ravens. Let's talk about the Patriots. Both of them 1-1. Big football game coming up on Sunday. And I'm going to start with the Baltimore Ravens. Last week, the Baltimore Ravens defense let Lamar Jackson down, plain and simple. Should have won that football game in a shootout 42-39. Miami should have never had opportunity to come back. They scored 28 points in the fourth quarter. But I'm going to start with Lamar Jackson. I'm going to say this about Lamar. Love, happiness, and respect to Lamar Jackson, South Florida's finest. Just a week ago, I had a conversation with one of my good friends. He knew what I'm talking about, out of Lufkin, Texas, about Lamar Jackson. And I said, the only reason that probably Ravens haven't signed Lamar Jackson because his passing ability. But as everyone knows here on 100 Yards Football, if I say it and I'm wrong, I'm going to stand up and be a man and take my punishment. Last week, Lamar Jackson, the first two games this season, has really improved his passing. 21-29 last week, 318 yards. 9 carries last week for 119 yards. But what was impressive about Lamar Jackson last week, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Then I got to thinking, Lamar Jackson, if he continues this pace and is able to throw the football like he's doing right now, he's going to be the best dual threat quarterback to ever play this game. And he's not slowing down. Michael Vick, Randall Cunningham, Cam Newton, Cordell Stewart, Roger Staubach, Donovan McNabb, Steve McNair, Steve Young, Fran Tarkenton, John Elway, Doug Flutie, Eldridge Dickey, Tennessee State, 1966. He continues on that pace, baby. I'm putting him over all of them. What a performance last week. Baltimore Ravens, I have one serious question to your organization, and I'm going to have a request. Why not you pay Lamar Jackson? Why haven't you paid Lamar Jackson? And pay that man! Pay that man! Now, going over to the New England Patriots. Big football game last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I didn't think New England could go in there and beat Pittsburgh. But again, I doubted the best coach ever in pro football history, Bill Belichick. I'm going to stop doing that. He's lost Tom Brady, but even he got the Patriots to the playoffs last year, and he's working with a new quarterback in Matt Jones, who he started as a rookie. But you know, Matt Jones is improving a little bit week in and week out. 21-35, 252 yards. He had one touchdown, had one INT, but he's leading that team. Nelson Aguilar, USC, baby. last week, 6 receptions, 110 yards. He likes it over there in New England. But it was the defense that I came away impressed. See, I keep forgetting Bill Belichick was the D coordinator on that Giants 86 defense. Lawrence Taylor, Carl Banks, Gary Reason, Leonard Marshall, Terry Kennard, Evis Patterson, Eric Dorsey. And then I keep forgetting that Bill Belichick, how much he's in this game as coaching. As a 13-year-old ball boy in the 60s, learned on his father, Steve. I believe that's his father's name. I understand where Bill Belichick, he said he got his work ethic from. The young man out of Cincinnati, Ohio, Roger the Dodger, stop at. So I'm going to stop doubting Bill Belichick. But that defense held Najee Harris last week, the 49 yards on 14 carries. Christian Barmore, Dietrich Wise, Lauren Sky, Mack Wilson, Juwan Bentley, y'all did y'all thing last week. So it's Baltimore and New England. It's plain and simple. I guarantee you this Sunday, wherever I'm at, I'm going to be locked up or posted up, either at Buffalo Wild Wings here in Douglasville, Georgia, or Taco Max in Buffalo, in Douglasville, Georgia. Oh, you know, I might go to Applebee's on Cascade in the city of Atlanta. But I will make it my CT to watch Lamar Jackson on Sunday. Boy, what a performance against the Dolphins last week. I'm picking the Ravens over the Patriots. The Ravens 31, the Patriots 20. And I'm going to say this. Ravens organization, pay Lamar Jackson his money. Pay Lamar Jackson his money. Money, money, money. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Lamar Jackson, South Florida in the house, by way of Louisville, Bobby Petrino. God bless.
Let's find out what Mr. Football Vincent Turner has to say about the next game preview.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. It's my NFL game preview. Today I'm previewing the Buffalo Bills taking on the Miami Dolphins. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely, surely appreciate here at 100 Yards Football, and special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. The game of the day, Sunday, in the NFL, an AFC battle, the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. Going back in history, Dan Marino, Jim Kelly, great players, Joe Ferguson, David Woodley, Tony Nathan, Cookie Gilchrist, all love going to be on the field Sunday in Miami. Let's start with the Miami Dolphins. Mike McDaniel, young man played football at Yale University, but what I like about him, seemingly he's a great offensive mind, and he's turned Mr. Tua looking like into a superstar. So I'm looking at Mike McDaniel as the new Sonny Crockett. Castillo, Miami Vice, Will Smith, South Beach. Mr. Tua last week against the Baltimore Ravens led a tremendous comeback. Boy, 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 36 of 50, 469 yards, 6 touchdowns. But I'm going to give Mr. Tua a nickname. The nickname is Volcano. Since Mr. Tua's been in Miami, why I'm giving the nickname of Volcano is simply this, an intense. The definition of a volcano is an intense, suppressed emotion, a situation liable to bust out suddenly at any time. Eruption. That's what happened to Mr. Tua on Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens in the fourth quarter. But what I like about the Miami team overall is that not only Coach McDaniel's offensive mandate, but I'm going to tell you why the Dolphins are going to be hard to deal with. They made the trade and had them co-owners to go out and get Tariq Hill. 190 yards receiving, 2 touchdowns on Sunday. Then they already had Jaylen Waddle. 171 yards, 2 touchdowns on last Sunday. So what you have in Miami right now, you have that 84 season when Dan Marino was throwing through the Marks brothers, Mark Clayton and Mark Duper, Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, Mark Clayton and Mark Duper, too. It's going down in Miami. Now let's look at the Buffalo Bills. It's no question. They made a statement on Thursday Night Football to open the season up with that 31-10 pounding of the LA Rams. But they made another serious statement of beating a playoff team in the Tennessee Titans 41-7. By far, this is the best team right now in all of pro football. It's not even close. I look at the Buffalo Bills on the same ascension as the Georgia Bulldogs are doing in college football. Same type of model. Georgia 49, Oregon 3, Buffalo 31, LA 10. Georgia 48, South Carolina 7, Buffalo 41, Tennessee 7. And I'm going to tell you, Josh Allen, I would have no problem right now. He's the best player in the game. Man. Monday night, 317 yards, 4 touchdowns, 7 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. And Stephon Diggs, in my opinion, right now after 2 weeks, is the best receiver in the game, hands down. 20 receptions on the year, 270 yards, 4 touchdowns, 13 yards a catch. But this is what makes Buffalo under Sean McDermott a Super Bowl team. It's that defense. But let me get back to the running game also that balanced the offense. Devin Singletary, James Cook, Zach Moss, and Josh Allen. Buffalo has over 222 yards on the year rushing, averaging 4.5 yards a carry. But it's that defense. Von Miller left L.A. with a Super Bowl ring. He really wants to come home and play in his hometown of Dallas, Texas. Dallas wouldn't even come with that little money. But what I like about Von Miller that I've seen in him is that it ain't about where you played and how glamorous. It's about legacy. It's about history. He went up to Buffalo realizing this could be a Super Bowl team. 2 games, 4 tackles for loss, 2 sacks. Greg Russo, 2 sacks. Mike Milano, an interception for a touchdown. Tremaine Edmonds, 12 tackles. And Jordan Phillips and Ed Oliver. Super Bowl team written all over it. It's going down up there in Buffalo. Rick James, Stone City Band. The Buffalo Bills are going to be the Stone City Band in the National Football League, baby. And then think about this Bills team. You look at that 90 team, Jim Kelly, Kenneth Davis, Thurman Thomas, Bruce Smith, Andre Reed, James Lofton, Cornelius Bitter, and Nate Odoms. But I wouldn't be so sure this team right here, the 2022 version, is better than the 1990 team that went to 4 Super Bowls. This is going to be an outstanding football game on Sunday. Going down in Miami, South Beach, the Stars, Sonny Crockett, Miami Vice. I'm taking Buffalo 38. Miami 24. And think about this. Josh Allen in the 2018 draft was drafted number 7 in the first round. Baker Mayfield went before him. Sam Darnold went before him. Then Josh Rosen, who they said should have went before Josh Allen, went number 10. Look what Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, and Josh Rosen is at this time. And look at Josh Allen. And the last guy that was drafted in the 2018 draft, Lamar Jackson. Boy, boy, boy. That's why you got to love this game and know what you're talking about. One more time. Buffalo 38, Miami 24. It's going to be a hell of a football game. Track meet. Stephon Diggs. Tariq Hill. Jalen Waddle. Von Miller. Xavier Howard. Stars. South Beach. Miami Vice.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner, here on 100 Yards Football, and special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. Thank you, and God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.